Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters actual play podcast brought to you by Saga Game Studio.
Gives you the company name, the full license plate, maybe their address.
The security guy at your cousin's house is dead. And we have a cat.
I need your help.
He literally falls off his stool. You can tell from the readings that there was definitely black slime in the van.
Run GPS in the vehicles?
Yeah, we have that. Turn the sheet over.
Oh, anything useful on the tapes before you fell asleep?
No, there's a lot more. Oh, man, I gotta rewind.
As you can see behind me, the police have cordoned off a large section of President's Park. A SWAT team is seen entering the area. The cameraman is knocked down, and you see large beasts grab the cameraman, the police chief, and the reporter and start to drag them into the zone.
Do you see ghosts? Are they troubling you at home or work? If so, call the Ghostbusters. We can zap, trap, and whisk your problems away. Just call us at 1-800-867-5309.
Or, you know, you can just give us your number.
Standard liability contracts required. You know, Ghostbusters are not responsible. Go away, Ed. Responsible for damage caused during a ghost capture event. Every year.
Follow us on Twitter. Like us on everything.
We are the twit.
5-star review on iTunes, please.
Yeah, we'll even send you a nifty, cool Ectocast die.
We will bribe you for your things.
Give them to us.
Rate us. 5-star. Do it.
You let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay.
Wait, don't do you want believe more?
Her. I know, right? I feel like as soon as we start.
5-star. Saga Llama.
Saga Llama. All right, so you guys are at the White House.
Best segue ever.
Yeah.
you were, I think you guys were standing over by the...
We came to the news
The news vans. Yeah, thank you. And there's a weird purple grayish dome of spookiness
under the dome
and ghost stuff staring at you. Like, and that was where we ended it.
Like eyeballs staring at me?
Yeah.
No. That's where we ended. It's not like actually, like metaphorically staring at you. It's a hyperbole.
I don't like the hyperbole.
Would you like to toss out some more?
It's more of
English
a metaphor.
I don't think he wants to be that loquacious at the moment.
Okay.
I'll cut off the one that's wrong, but I'll leave in you correcting me to make you sound like an ass.
Saga Llama.
The magic of editing.
Actually, guys.
Actually.
Actually, before we totally get started, don't forget your
brownie points. Yep.
I did mine. That was last time.
I drew a tree last 20 time.
20 or a D6.
I had 18 last time, so I could D6 it.
Bunk, 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 bunk.
Every time I've done this recently, I've rolled a 1.
I must have done this last time, because I'm still at 20.
2!
Hey, you didn't roll a 1.
Beating my odds. And that's 20.
All right, so you guys are staring...
at the big gray dome.
And winking at this big gray dome.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say the dome was winking at me.
Nope, just you guys winking.
But.
Well, shit.
You can wink with whatever hole you want.
Mason is going to do a PKE reading, and he's going to take every reading he can at the moment.
All right, so as you hold the PKE up and point it towards this giant bubble, it's freaking out. Yeah, it's... The needle's definitely topping out. There's a lot of energy going out, coming out of this thing.
Guys, are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Are you seeing this?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
What is it?
Is this one of those moments where we get out of the car and my hair is like blowing everywhere?
Yes, dramatic wind.
It's a dramatic wind as I step out of the car.
Is John Woo going to show up and release some doves? What's going on here?
Yeah, the only way that dramatic wind is happening is if Ed ran around the car and held the fan out.
Thank you, Ed.
Are there lens flares?
Obviously. I mean, J.J. Abrams lives in the White House, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the future.
Yep, he's the next president.
Beats Michael Bay.
Bricker, how big does something have to be to put off that much bad voodoo juju? Like, the kids can do a floor of the hotel, but, like,
yeah, no,
that's
this
with
is
time.
Yeah, this is bad. Like, bad, bad.
It's a lot.
Think of bad, and then go, like, another couple steps.
I know, bad voodoo juju.
Yeah.
Makes sense, it's here, though.
Yeah.
I called it.
Okay. When?
Yeah, this is linked directly to the Kennedy sex tunnels.
Ah.
And the announcement speech, I said, bad voodoo juju from all the politics here. And look where we are, right in front of the White House.
Huh. Right in front of the politics.
Just called it.
Wow. I guess I forgot that.
Ed's always right.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Ed was right.
Once.
Lots of times.
Would Lady Ed have any ideas on all this?
I think she said no, but Lady Ed, yeah, any ideas?
It's big.
All right, Lady Ed. Said, you're kind of old and you've been around for a long time. And you're supposed to be teaching me things. Like, you got anything else for us?
Oh, shit. He just called her old.
Dicey move.
Huh. Ed the fifth goes quiet.
Well, now you pissed her off.
All right, come on, boy. I hop out of the car.
All right. Can Mark. Mason do a
no.
brains roll to see if he knows what's
Ed's
going on?
Ed's going to walk up to it.
Doesn't somebody else have a cult or something in their brains?
Oh. Yeah, a cult lore.
Wow, really? Oh,
I
man.
Do. I
it's
know
like
things.
I had this like vision of someone.
Weird. Did you glance over at her? She.
No, it was him.
No, I just know it's there.
I just got excited.
We don't cheat on our tests.
Wait, were you about to read something to us, or are we just doing
this?
It's
not standardized.
You don't know that.
I'm going to take a talking box with me.
You're going to take a what?
Talking box.
Yeah, oh. I think we all need walkie-talkies.
Oh, are you reading?
I thought you guys always had the
throat
mic things.
I don't know if we've ever definitively said we had them. But
I think
sure.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
It was
we
in one of
them.
We have
did.
Them now. Yeah.
It was in one of the minis.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
that's
is
true.
Canon.
Yeah.
So we have the earpieces.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the throat mic with an earpiece.
Okay.
So, yeah, we all
I
have
thought
the,
you guys got rid of the top, right. the Ed box a while ago, which is why I put it in the minisode. I even called it Ned box.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
The memories.
All right. Well, Ed's going to get closer to it and see what it looks like closer.
Yes. Ed, don't get
Can
too
I
close.
Shoot him again?
He gets his game face on. And
you guys know that, at least the smart ones, know this is a slime portal.
Oh, a slime portal.
It's much, much larger than one that you have seen before. It's pretty similar to the kiddie pools, just on a much
so
larger scale.
Can we go in, or can stuff just come out? Like, is it a two-way portal?
It is a two-way portal.
Okay.
When I get closer...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Do we know how to shut it down?
You have some ideas?
Okay, that's fine.
Cool.
You would know that disrupting it, like the portal where the beast came through when you guys, after you disrupted the portal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then the road came back.
Yep.
Similar idea.
Mm. Aye.
But this being so much more high energy, that might be a lot harder to do.
Okay. Alrighty then. Aye, Ed.
When I get closer to it, is it like fog where my sight stays the same, or as I get closer to it, is it still solid?
Where your sight stays the same?
Yeah, like it's a solid thing. I can't see through it. But as I get closer to it, does my kind of see farther into it?
I see what you're saying. Or is it a solid edge
that's there?
No. When you get closer to it, you still can't see through it. It's still opaque.
All right. I'm going to get my game face on. Boy.
Hey, Ed. Ed, it's a portal. So before you jump in there.
I'm going to jump into it. I want to poke it.
Okay. Just
know that it might suck you in.
Yeah. So
I've been in weird places. I want to channel into the sword and poke it.
Saga Llama. The tip of your sword, but just the tip, penetrates. into the
yeah, it does.
Portal.
All right.
It doesn't help you see any better. It's just like...
What happens to, like, what color is it? So it's purple?
Purplish. Purple and gray.
Do I notice any color change with the channeling with the sword?
You do not. It's, is the whole sword glowing?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing's glowing.
So when the light from the sword, part of the sword that's not in the portal, you know, like, just glowing like it would up on a wall.
Mm.
All right.
You were surprised at the amount of force it took, though.
So what he's saying is
insert
is tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pen of hate.
All right. In which case, I'm going to withdraw the sword.
Slowly.
I'm going to pull out. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to do it too quickly.
Yeah.
Then it's all over.
And would it treat like one of those practice dummies I have to train on and actually smash it? Oh, my God.
Yes, we're children.
I attack the portal.
I attack the darkness.
The portal says, is it in yet?
Wait. Did you ask for consent first?
Oh.
We're not going to get through this.
No, we're not. But we're going to have fun anyway.
Yep. As you try to slash across the portal, you can see... So I guess the best way I can describe what it looks like is if it was like a balloon surface and you were pressing something hard against it. You know how the material like stretched, like not an inflated balloon, just like that sort of elastic. Hmm. And it kind of bows inward a little bit with the edge.
It doesn't actually get cut. Okay.
Right.
While he's doing that, I'm going to call Kylie's occult shop.
Probably not there.
Mm. Oh.
I think it was fairly late.
Oh, it was late.
I have a personal number.
But I'm sure you probably at this point have Melda's cell phone.
I call Melda.
Boop, 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 boop. Hi, Mason. I can see you on the camera. Can you wave?
I find the camera anyway.
Okay, what?
What's up? Okay, so you can obviously see what's behind me.
Yeah, it's a portal.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going in or not. Like, can you? Well, yeah, I don't know what we're doing yet.
That'll
but
be exciting.
Well, yeah.
You're gonna take notes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But
can I come?
No.
Oh.
No. We need someone on the outside trying to figure out.
I'll how be right to there.
Fix it if we don't make it out.
She didn't hang up. She's just a cell phone.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You can hear her like picking things up and stuff.
Does she happen to live like a block away?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if it's right near the White House, nobody lives a block away.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I think very
someone
true.
Lives a block away.
Yeah.
Well, there's a walkie-talkie in the car. There's an extra one, so just grab those. I don't know whether or not they'll work if we go in.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Yeah, I'll. Well, yeah. What'd you want to know?
I mean, and if you can find anything to get rid of it.
Oh.
I mean, we'll do our best to disrupt it because I know that's what we need to do. But anything of this is really big. So anything to help with something this big would be helpful.
All right. I'll look into shutting one of these things down.
Awesome. Thank you.
I know I definitely have that book. Where is that book?
Aisle 3.
Aisle 3. Okay. So at home, that means... Oh, kitchen. All right. Yep. I'll be right there.
Yeah. I accept that.
It's Imelda.
Dome, right?
I assume every...
Like a big dome.
Every room in her house literally has a bookshelf.
All right. Ed sheathes his sword and then goes back to the street and looks for a manhole cover.
I'm sure... probably not on the road right in front of the White... Like, because...
Yeah.
Not the loop in the White House, but if you went all the way onto the far side of the park, that road might actually have one. But I would have to assume...
You might not be able
that
to get
that every manhole close to the White House is actually locked.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Because those are a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
I was just thinking if it's round on top, maybe it's round on bottom. Maybe there's something down there.
What if
it sounds like you're looking for a back door.
So when your sword is all shiny. Charged. Is it like having the positive slime on it?
Yep.
Okay.
The power is literally positive, whatever it is.
It's basically like a sword version of the proton pack.
I see. Okay.
Because that was the easiest way for us
to
do it.
Well, I was going
to
say, can we dip a sword in slime?
Double charge?
Double charge it.
All right, in which case, Ed's not going to do that. Or he does, and then buzzes.
Gives up quickly.
He tries one and goes, this is locked.
Goes back to it. What?
We have a crossbow, right?
Yeah. You have a crossbow and the gun. Oh, did you come up with a name for the gun? We need a name. We need a catchy name for it.
Goo gun.
No.
That's how Ed refers to it.
Yeah.
Goo gun.
Yeah,
goo
that gun. Is definitely. Well, Ed's goo gun.
Yeah, yeah. Ed's goo gun. Jar Jar.
Jar Jar?
Jar Jar, the goo gun.
Oh, Jesus.
He's so happy right now.
That was pretty good. I mean, it's not often that he's the one makes us all groan. Usually it's the other way.
Yeah. Brava.
That's a great idea. Ed grabs the Jar Jar. Ed bow.
Oh, the Ed bow.
Grabs a quiver of Ed arrows and...
Ed bolts.
Ed bolts. There we go.
I like Ed bolts.
Sounds like you're literally grabbing a
Locks
person.
Locks and loads. Takes position 10 meters back and fires at it.
Is the...
And if they're... No, he's not smart enough.
Is the punching... Is the boxing glove attachment on the end of this bolt?
Don't be ridiculous.
I think I saw.
This isn't Green Arrow.
No, they're
or Hawkeye.
They're bolts. That's Green Arrow. So it's got a pointy end.
And you fire.
And it goes through the portal.
Does it?
Not the first one.
Uh-oh.
It sinks in a bit. And then when the thing comes snapping back into place, the arrow just kind of goes end over end and flutters. And then and you hear just that clatter of it hitting and bouncing off the pavement.
Well, and then breaking because it is ectoplasm.
And then breaking.
And melting.
And melting.
Crack, 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 crack.
So what if we...
I forgot that they were slime. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. What if we softened up a spot by shooting it with slime and then he tries shooting an arrow through it and seeing if it actually went through?
John, it's an idea. Shoot the lightning gun when I shoot this.
The lightning gun. That's what we're going with? All right, fine.
Well, except John's got the slime gun. They've got the lightning guns. Usually.
Yeah.
Francis.
Yeah, they have the lightning gun.
I'm on it.
All the things.
Right there.
Okay, I'm
got
ready.
It right there?
I'm ready.
Okay, ready?
I got the name for the pistol.
Yeah?
It's the MST3K.
Wow. And it stands for?
Miniaturized Slime Thrower 3000.
All right.
Yeah,
oh, well, dear.
Can't say no.
You invented it.
Well, we're crossing Mason's a nerd and would go there.
Does Mason spend the entire time giggling every time it comes out?
Uh-huh.
And he corrects Ed?
Oh,
God. When Ed calls it the Jar Jar?
The Googan.
The Googan.
All right, so Francis, I'm going to shoot it. And as it gets like stuck in there before it gets released, shoot the lightning gun and kind of like push it the rest of the way in, all right?
All right, I'm ready. All
right.
John, were you going to hose it?
Three.
Too?
We'll see how this goes.
Two. One. Fire.
Ah!
Sorry, I didn't expect the screaming.
You'd obviously be screaming.
No, you're right.
I nailed it.
I didn't expect it. That's all. And you broke Brad.
Woo.
John's out.
Welcome to the broke side.
Yeah. We are unbroken. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Now we're crossing streams.
No, we're not. We have an extra.
That's our number one fan.
He's normal.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So you managed to puncture.
Someone's vibrator's going off.
Ooh.
The one time she leaves the sound on.
It didn't. It wasn't me, but I realized.
No, I meant your lightning noises.
It punctures through the skin of the portal, and there's a bit of a charred mark around the outside.
Oh, I think we're doing it.
So, I don't know. Frankie, do you think we need to go in, or can we stay outside?
Ooh, I don't know.
Fire it.
All right. I'm going to fire as well. Yeah.
Let's go.
All the things.
Yeah, everything just...
No, I don't shoot the Ed gun.
Not this time.
Well, there's already a hole.
We already made a little perforation.
You guys cut it bigger.
We perforated a little. Yeah. All right.
He's that packing it up.
Pointy thing. And having you guys a snack. Are having the saws.
Time for Ed to have an Ed bar.
No, yeah. He just holsters the crossbow on his back and readies the sword in case something jumps out.
Good idea.
If I'm at a distance, he keeps the Ed bow at because he's at a distance. Sorry.
30 meters.
I'm not thinking straight.
10 meters.
Glad we're thinking.
That was 10 meters.
10 meters.
I'm going to be in line with them wherever they are.
Good ready idea. To shoot them.
And ready to draw my sword if I need to.
Please don't shoot us.
No, if anything pops out. If you guys are focused on the portal and something wants to stop you, I can stop them from stopping you.
It takes a while of the streams on the portal before you see any sort of progress with the hole. The streams, I mean, you've seen them. They go wild. They don't really. So it's kind of hard for you guys to focus on it. Not only that, but because of the governors, every time you guys start to get close, it doesn't like. Because it doesn't want you to cross the stream. So it like specifically forces you guys away. So it's the progress is really slow. Mm.
Should I goo it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Boing. Without the flipping. So a lot of boing.
Just goo. All right. As you coat the area in slime, it sticks to the stuff really well, or the slime sticks to the portal really well.
Do you like the sticky stuff?
And you can see the energy kind of pulsing through the slime from the proton packs.
Mace, do you think we're having any real effect on this thing at all?
Not enough to do it quickly.
What if I make another hole?
You could try that.
You're going to go for the other hole now.
Do it.
Hey, Matt.
What's up? I didn't make the joke.
No, I know. I'm asking a question about the governors on the proton packs.
Do not turn them off. Do not turn them off. Do not turn them off.
I'm not turning it off. I'm asking if I can adjust it.
The what?
Yes. Yeah, well, you know that you can.
Basically, I'm assuming they wrap the beam in a polarity that way they don't mix.
Sure.
I'm thinking if I can adjust them so that the polarities are 180 degrees apart, maybe we can, or not 180 degrees, but far enough apart that they stay away, but not far enough apart where they maybe can stay close.
Always poke another hole and you guys work from one side to the middle.
Yeah, we could do that too. That would be a lot faster.
It'll be less dangerous.
I want to shoot it there. Just do the same thing Francis did.
I want to cross the street.
He just wants to end all existence
he wants to take
in the universe.
Out.
We're going
to take out die. At least DC in one swell swoop.
So when Mason's ready, I fire.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go.
You can see the gears turning and you know it's governor related and just like slap him and be like, no.
Bad science. Bad.
Bad scientist.
Yeah, but I think
bad.
I got...
No.
Okay.
No blowing up the universe.
Mason!
It shouldn't.
But it will.
It could blow up our little universe right here.
Wow. Bishop said so.
Yeah, I'd prefer not that.
Mm. Okay.
Bishop
but I kind of like
Ed
it.
Never right. Cross the streams.
Last resort. Okay. Sounds good. Let's go.
Why do I feel like we're going to die?
And then I fire.
And I fire.
Everybody fires.
Split second later, you hammer it in.
Yay, dude.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do this.
You don't
yet
have
it keeps
to.
Happening.
He is, too.
Yeah. I'm
him.
Not. I don't
you
know
see his face. He
say,
keeps
like,
winking at us.
I'm not winking at you.
Let's go.
This is blinking.
I spent 20 minutes screwing into the table earlier.
Blinking? Oh, my God.
We're doing it.
She meant that the holes were winking at you guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it works, though. I mean, it's exactly what you're aiming for. Just punctures right in. Same sort of scorch marks around it. And
so much friction, it burns.
Between the hosing and the protoning and Ed having a power bar, you can see that a crack starts to connect the two holes.
Propagate between the two holes?
Yes,
ooh, propagate.
That thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Science words.
Good word. $2 word.
He was
only
$2 about SATU words, so I figured I'd throw more out.
Nice.
Propagate's only a $2 word.
Yeah. $2 is a lot.
What year is this?
'Back in my day.
I'm an old lady now.
All right. So, yeah, it takes a bit of work, but eventually it kind of looks a bit like tent flaps.
All right.
Okay.
Like you've managed to brute force your way through.
That's terrifying.
But you can see that slowly the edges of it are starting to knit themselves back together.
Has Melda showed up?
Probably. It's probably been a while.
Okay.
So, I mean, she might still be trying to convince the cops to let her through. Maybe she isn't actually at the cars yet.
Okay.
Ed could probably just go let her in.
Well, I was gonna say if anything, if we're done doing that, Mason would at least look to see if she's at the car, and if she's nearby enough, I'd go over and.
You could probably hear her. I'm a Ghostbuster. She's trying to convince them. Let her through. Yeah.
She's with us. I go up to one of the cops that we happen to know.
I'm gonna murder you. Give me something to stab him with.
Here.
Thank you. Stab.
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 And you've been stabbed.
Ow.
Stab.
That hurts so much.
Stab you.
You guys are great actors.
Yeah. What are you doing here? You.
No, she's with us.
Prove it. Where's her badge? Everyone's got a badge. You got a badge right there on your shirt. Where's her badge? Down on her shirt.
She's a contractor. She needs to come in with us.
I don't see any tools.
She's carrying an armload of books.
Those are books. Those ain't tools.
Oh, they're tools of our trade.
No, that's your tool. That gun there, right there.
Yeah,
that's
but this tells me how to use it.
No, you know what? You're the tool here. I want some official paperwork. Is she cleared to work for the city? Because you work for the city. For now.
You asked for this, Mason.
I did ask for this. I did ask for this, didn't I?
It's like you spoke a ghost eye.
Hey!
I like that.
Hey, you got that contract of paperwork?
You're talking to Frankie now?
No.
Oh my God. This
I don't know what just happened.
It's too meta here.
You got some spare paperwork for them?
Have I got some spare paperwork for them? I definitely do.
Cool. All right. You're going to sign this, and then she's going to sign this, and if she does anything bad, we come after
you. It's on you.
Okay, sounds great.
And will you, Ghostbuster boy, get over there and do your job.
I got a catalog of tools. All right, hold on. What's the ISBN? 9.
I think 7.
Yeah, 7.
4.
Uh-huh.
4.
You know what?
7.
Are you sure you need...
You questioning me?
No, sir.
Are you questioning him?
6.
Yes.
6.
Are you serious?
6. Shit ain't real. You know what? Just go. I'm done with this.
Go take care of this weird bullshit.
About the devil.
It's time for my nap.
You want to see? Okay. Aren't you on duty?
No, come on. I put my arm around her. Let's get her. I take some books. Let's go.
Nap time.
That accent was completely wrong for this area. Where are they from?
I know. We keep running into them. I don't know.
I get it.
From.
That was good.
So I
was promised a walkie-talkie.
Yes, you were. Here you go. You're a walkie-talkie.
She sets all the books on the hood and then hops up on the hood.
Hi.
And then kind of falls off.
And now's not the time.
I push Ed away.
For Christ's sake.
I forgot he has not met her yet.
Nope.
And wait, the hood of what?
The car.
Yeah.
You realize how high our car
is? That's why I said she jumps up and then falls off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed the falls off.
Would you like a hand?
Oh, dear.
I got two.
But, hey, Ed, just make sure that doesn't close.
We have so much in common.
Ed, Melda, Ed, go.
Okay.
Fine.
So,
I'm Melda.
I'm Ed, the fourth.
Do you know how to use a proton pack?
She pets the dog. What?
Do you know how to use a proton pack?
She is too excited about that.
Smells like a terrible idea.
Maybe slime?
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
All right.
Just show me how to turn it on.
Oh, boy.
I think we're going to go in. If we don't come in out.
She's just giggling.
Just start shooting.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, Melda, please don't shoot us.
Give us like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the fifth and Lady Ed are going to stay here and keep an eye on you, all right?
Oh, it's a good boy.
Have you met Lady Ed?
She looks around.
She knows about her.
She doesn't see anybody.
Lady, you want to introduce yourself?
The dog sits, and it's really weird to watch a dog's mouth move while a person talks, but that's yeah. what happens. Hello, I'm the Lady Ed. I guess I will be protecting you today. Huh.
That's creepy.
To the game.
I'm glad I get to wear a proton pack, because that would really freak me out otherwise.
Well, he's a smart dog, and then there's a Lady Ed is possessing him for protection. She's pretty cool.
Huh.
She can tell you about Moon Noon.
I'm going to start writing about this. And she pulls out a little journal.
And Moon Noon is
and
the
starts
best thing.
Questioning the dog to no end. Writing everything down.
So, Mace.
Yeah.
Is she going to have to continuously beam this thing to make sure it doesn't stitch itself back up while we're on the inside?
No.
Well, I think that's going to be something we come up against when we're in there, because if we don't make it out, it doesn't matter.
Mm. Well, it's like a balloon, right?
Yeah, it should pop
it's
from the inside.
It's easy to pop from the inside.
Yeah.
Like, but it, you've worn a condom before, right?
In all fairness, balloons are very easy to pop from the outside, too.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is this is not at all like a balloon, because we've been trying to pop it for the last however
oh,
long.
Oh, it's like a condom.
Yeah, it's more like a condom. Haven't you ever worn a condom?
Only ones that have been tacked on the wall.
How are the little ones doing?
I don't know.
Good answer. We here at Ghostbusters approve of abandoning children.
Yes.
I don't abandon, I ignore.
Whatever. Semantics at that
willfully
point.
Ignorant.
Anywho.
Ah. All right, we're going in.
Hi.
It smells horrible.
Do I have to? Oh, we're just in?
Before we're
I'm just saying,
or,
like, yeah.
As
yeah.
we get closer?
Wait, right.
Lady Ed, any, like, tips?
Have fun!
You know, you're fucking
well, that's helpful, thanks. Helpful broad.
Hey,
she's still a little weakened.
Question.
Maybe.
Is Melda single?
Oh.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Melda.
What's up?
If I make it out of this, you want to go get Jenny's tomorrow?
Sure, if you prevent the world from blowing up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
All right, guys, let's go.
Bricker got a date.
Mason starts running to the hole.
She Bricker. Giggles.
Mason and Melda.
You start running to the hole.
Bricker and Melda sitting in a tree.
M-U-C-K-I-N-G.
This is why I started running.
Yep.
M&M's.
I really should be drinking tonight. Oh, God.
It's F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Right in the street?
Because if you're climbing, no, in a tree, because they were in a tree.
Mm-hmm. Someone's
if you're climbing
hurt.
A tree, I want more than a goddamn kiss.
Two nerds fucking in a tree, someone's falling out and dying.
Oh.
Breaking an arm.
Breaking,
but
yeah.
with a big fucking smile on their face.
You should have just said his.
Because women climb
don't fall
trees
out of
better?
Trees.
Women fuck in trees better.
Yeah, women fuck in trees better.
That's how they train.
Although I guess he could boing her out of it.
Lots of wood.
All right.
Anyway.
So yeah,
no, we're going to detour
Mason
all night
rushes
long.
In.
He's, oh, did just right in.
Yep.
All right. Well, it smells weird.
We follow.
It's very dark in there. There's mist. It's very purpley.
Hmm.
There's no light coming from behind you, oddly enough. However, if you were to turn around and look, you can clearly see through it, through the hole that you've created, the tent flap hole of grossness.
Okay.
I'm going to turn up the dimmer switch.
It gets a little brighter in there, a little easier to see.
I
doesn't extend too far beyond you, though.
I try to see if Melda can still hear us. Hey, Melda, can you still hear us?
She doesn't. Oh, do you mean like through the radio or
yeah,
are you
radio.
Yelling?
Radio.
She can hear through the radio, but it's clearly staticky.
Okay. Well, we'll you're on the channel, so you'll hear us whenever we talk.
Okay.
Let us know if it gets smaller.
Okay.
Or bigger.
Over.
And the fifth is in charge, just saying.
She was disappointed that it didn't make a static sound, so she did that herself. And then you hear, "Who's your good boy?" Oh, shit, the button's still.
I think the fifth knows that for civilians, safety first. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would assume so. He's, you know, he's not just going to go nap somewhere?
No, I mean that if he thinks it's too dangerous, he's going to get her away.
Ah, gotcha.
Or lead her away.
Okay.
Or force her away, or whatever he can do.
All right, so
hey, I left another body for Lady Ed to possess if need be.
Giggity.
So you'd
you
have...
want my ancestor inside your girlfriend?
Well, that's weird. Not during certain yeah. times, that's but you know, hey.
Maybe.
I think it's par for the course.
Can we see the floor?
Looks like grass.
Well, we
was
are...
it daytime?
But
it,
no, I keep picturing no, this at night. Nighttime.
Okay.
It Sorry. Doesn't look like normal grass. It's a lot longer, and it seems to just kind of be moving on its own.
Well, was it like that one apartment we were in? We were in like that
less
black
jungly,
line.
Undulating.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember the word undulating.
Undulating. This is more
wriggling.
Yeah.
So here, during
like
the
spearmint
summer.
Gum.
I want to grab a thing of grass and pull it out.
You have a fistful of weird grass.
I want to look at it in the light.
The light of your sword.
Yeah.
It looks kind of bluish then.
Greenish?
What do the roots look like?
Bluish or greenish?
Greenish.
It's bluish.
My sword?
Yeah.
It's green.
Green. Every like time. Slime.
Every damn time.
Like slime.
It's like a shirt.
Like a shirt.
Every damn time.
It's right there.
Well, I couldn't
you
see
You even
it.
Designed it.
I know. And I've always shirt. Gotten the color wrong literally every time.
He's not
I think
kidding.
The first time I sent it to him, it was blue and he had to correct me and I had to redraw
the color.
You really
wanted it to be blue.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's
every
green.
Damn time.
You gotta think like Ed. Slime is green.
See, yeah. This is the problem. I have trouble thinking like that. All right. So, yeah, it kind of looks like red.
Huh.
It's hard to tell because you're using a green light, but if you had to guess.
What are the roots? The roots look weird?
You did not get any of the roots.
Oh.
Like, it all ripped.
Ed, stop playing in the grass.
But it's red.
Well,
yeah, everything's weird in here. I get it.
Yeah, let's just keep... Let's
I
try to
think
find
the
center.
In the park.
Yeah, no.
No, we're
well,
not.
Well, that's the whole point of we're going into a portal.
Not
yeah.
in Kansas
no, but
I mean, anymore.
We didn't bring stuff here. We went to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's
Ed ideas.
Keep going in.
Hey, the best ideas.
Not too far from your entrance, you can see there's, I mean, the whole place, you can see these. What I'm going to have to describe as trees. But they're very gnarled and twisty, and they come up pretty high. So they would look like trees, but there's no leaves. Doesn't look alive. And then beneath them are, in a lot of places, shrubs, or what would look like shrubs, but they also have this red tint to them, the same as the grass does. And in one of them, you can see...
Oh, shit.
Nope, no shit.
No.
A beam of light.
Oh, okay, not what I was expecting.
It's like kind of coming up. It doesn't extend very far, and what? It seems to be moving a bit.
What color?
Like flashlight.
Hmm. All right. I'll...
Yeah,
but
we'll...
because the area is a little misty, like you can literally see the beam.
Hmm. Hello? Anyone there?
You hear...
We're the Ghostbusters. It's okay.
No, you're tricking me.
Not tricking you. Look, I'm going to hold the shining sword.
You hear it rustling as it, and the light kind of moves away.
Hey, John, can you boing flip that thing?
Hold on. Wait, it doesn't believe me, right?
No, doesn't seem to.
I am going to spend a brownie point for charlatan. Ooh. They have no reason not to believe me unless proven otherwise.
Mm.
Just one brownie point?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think cool. That's what it is. I can check. I'm Ed the Fourth, the Ghostbuster. All right, you can trust me.
Oh, that's right. You don't have to roll. You just spend it and get it.
Yep.
So no reason not to trust you.
They believe me until proven otherwise.
All right, so the beam, which was facing up, now starts to face down. And you get a much better look at the weird red wiggling grass. And you can hear what sounds 100% like somebody crawling out of the hedge towards you.
All right, I want to go towards them.
It's one of the SWAT team, or at least it looks like it. He's got all the gear and everything. His helmet's off, but it's one of those L-shaped flashlights. Do they have a special name?
Not that I know of.
No, but it clipped to the front of his vest, so it's...
Hey, you're going to be okay, all right?
Come here, bud.
Are the flaps still open?
Yeah. They're all still right. Flappy flapping.
Look, come on, let me get you out. Have you seen anything? Have you seen anyone else?
You're real.
Yeah.
And he kind of like touches you and hugs you and
you down.
Brings you in close.
Yeah. It's good to see that you're okay.
Yeah. He pats him down and starts to turn him around to cuff him.
Yeah.
Wrong movie.
No. Look, I'm going to get you out, but we just need to know, have you seen anybody else?
We got separated pretty quick. What were those things?
I don't know, but how many of you were there?
There was 24.
Whoa, that's a lot of you. Okay, so what I need you to do is I'm going to lead you to the outside, all right? You're going to see someone out there called Melda.
Okay, don't leave me, though.
Melda's going to be right there with you. I'm going to walk with you to the door.
Okay.
And door. You need her to walk out and go to Melda, and she's going to help, but you need to help her, too. More of your people are going to be coming out, hopefully. We need you there to keep them calm, too, all right? You need help.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, I'm helping you. You need to help us.
What's your name?
Officer Steve.
Right. Steve, once you're out there, you're going to feel better, okay?
Okay.
Can I see does he have a last name just so that, I'm just thinking if we know his name, we'd be like, listen, Steve, blah, 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 is outside. Go to him.
Paulson?
Sure. Steve Paulson.
All right. So you need to be out there and ready to get your Ben, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And yeah, he sees the, but you're like, you basically have to push him. You basically have to push him out.
Yeah, lift up a flap.
Swift a boot to his butt and push.
Push him out, and I yell to Melda, keep an eye on him. He'll feel better soon.
She points to her ear, and then she goes, what? Oh, wait. That's right. She had the box. What?
This is Steve Paulson. He's one of the SWAT team. We're going to see if we can find more of his team, but just keep an eye on him. He's going to feel better soon. It's something the inside just screws with you.
Was he saying there's 24 of them total, including him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he would have been a part of 24.
Okay. And then you can see her come up and kind of collect him.
So one down, 23 to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ed, see if you see if you can speed things up. Just channel a bit into him, maybe?
You can see he barks, but you can't hear him bark.
All right. I nod and head back in.
Okay, so we got 23 more guys to find, plus the chief and the reporter. Okay, let's we're not splitting up, but let's see what we can do.
Okay.
I'll take point.
I'm really impressed you guys aren't splitting
up. Yeah.
Teams of two?
No, we're not. I don't think we should split up.
No.
And actually, you guys can
lead the way.
Lead the way. I'll cover the back.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess we'll just call out, you know, anybody around, you know, it's Ghostbusters.
Hello.
Hey, anyone out there?
Hello. All right.
Can the ghost sensors pick up not ghost stuff? Like,
I think at this point they're freaking
out because of everything else.
Yeah.
There's too much.
Yeah.
Just that, like poor Steve.
Yeah. There's just too much to, at this point, anybody else is just background noise.
Even the fancy goggles. Do the fancy goggles show you anything?
I don't know.
John, what happens if you slam something?
What do you want me to slam?
The tree.
Yeah, slam the tree.
I slime the tree.
The tree has slime on it now.
Right.
Interesting.
It does sizzle for a while, but eventually the slime that you've placed on it fizzles off.
As you say, fizzles off and dries out.
Yep.
Try it on the ground.
There's a bit of a scorch mark on the tree where it was, but it doesn't look like it's done a super lot of damage.
Try it on the ground.
Same idea.
Scorch mark stays?
Yes.
Can you just let out a small stream as we go?
Oh, like behind us?
He wants you to leave.
We're leaving cookie crumbs, basically. Mm-hmm.
Breadcrumbs.
Just enough so we can find our way back.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Or a spool of string.
Yeah.
Slime string.
Slime string.
Oh, next dimension. Slime string.
Okay. Yeah,
I can mark the path as we walk along.
All right. So as you guys are wandering through carefully, slowly, yelling loudly.
Hello.
You do not hear what is approaching.
Shit.
Until it's pretty close, because it is quite large and it is charging at you very quickly.
Wait, I thought Ed was covering our back.
I am.
It's coming from the side. It's classic. There's classic pincer move.
There's four of us. We can't. Oh, whatever.
I still made it. Somebody wasn't looking very well.
It's very dark.
But it's very large. It has very long legs. And up top, there is a short, squatty body. Yeah. It has a very blunt face. Its mouth is open. There are lots of very jagged teeth. And it has kind of red glowing eyes. And it's just like hunched forward and charging.
How tall is it?
7 feet? 6 feet? 7 feet? Somewhere around there.
A pissed off shack is running.
It's got four legs.
Oh.
So two shacks.
Two shacks.
Two shacks.
How did you describe its head again?
Blunt. With lots of sharp teeth.
Are the teeth blunt?
No, they're
jagged.
Sharp.
No, that would be opposite of sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Its teeth look like Final Fantasy swords.
Ooh.
Yep.
Gun swords or buster swords?
I was gonna
say
gun blades?
You'll find out. but it slams right into you guys. So
can we react before it hits us?
Yes.
I would like to charge at it, jump, and try and stab it in the face.
This is more of the avoiding kind of reaction.
Then
not
I will,
a full attack round reaction.
Then I will push the others to the side.
Yeah, you can probably push one, maybe two to the side.
I will like to push...
You have to pick the two that you like the most.
Mason and Francis.
We're the two who parkour.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two that don't need it.
Well, because, no offense to John, Mason's the best chance to get us out, and Ed is sexist.
Yeah, that's legit.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. That's true. I didn't think he'd have actual logic. It's pretty good.
I would have gone with the fact that John's got enough military training. Well, he
treats women
automatically
in the form of sex.
As gets Ed out of the does way. That, yeah. Frankie decides that he needs help and tries to launch him in such a way with parkour to move him out of the way, too. Yeah.
That's not parkour.
Parkour! Oh, fine. She doesn't do anything.
You
she
can do something.
Over.
If you want to try to rescue him, that's fine. It's just not parkour.
Okay.
I'm going to parkour out of the way.
Yeah, that's good.
He's pushing you.
Yep, so...
Plus
an extra die. Yeah.
Shaking my dice made me hit my step goal.
nerd funny. Activities.
Wait, so... Oh yeah, yep, go ahead. Do your roll, see if he shoves you out of the way.
All right.
Yeah.
I Shit. Surely hope
wow.
so.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Those three dice are all sixes.
Wow.
No ghost, by the way. So I've got 18.
What was the difficulty?
35. You rolled a fucking 35.
Yeah. 35.
I mean, I rolled
35.
18 with a ghost, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
35. Yep. So you parkour out of the way. Francis?
Oof, that is what were very you? Close to 20 over.
What were you doing, Francis? John, did you just want to jump out of the way?
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
You want to just roll it then?
Yeah.
While she thinks.
Yeah, I'll parkour out of the way too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then roll it, and you get your plus one from Ed.
Plus one from so that's the plus three plus one.
Yep.
Thanks, Ed.
21, no ghost die.
Yeah, then you're good. You're good.
Is Ed sacrificing his chance of getting out of the way to help the others?
Yep.
Okay. In which case, he's just going to have his shield up, ready to take a hit.
I forgot you had a shield. It hasn't come up in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't had to fight anything too much other than with the sword.
Yeah.
So.
Wasn't your sword
going to hit me?
I was going to ask you that. Was your sword two-handed?
No.
So many ones.
Two-handed.
That's right. And then it's now.
No.
Okay, I couldn't remember. And Don got a...
No ghost, though.
No ghost die, but I rolled a 14.
Oh, so...
Three ones.
You did not successfully parkour. You probably were successfully parkouring until you got shoved.
Yeah, I was trying to dodge.
Yeah, blame the extra dodge.
Yep, you were trying to
parkour one.
You were trying to parkour to your right, and he was trying to shove you to your left.
And we were both surprised.
Dodge, dip, duck, dive, and not dodge.
Not dodge.
Whale, and then you dodge, duck, dive, and you whale.
All right, so Jeez. The two of you can spend... two brownie points to negate your two damage, or you can take two damage to temporarily lose two stat points.
Stat points, like, oh, those.
I don't want to make it worse for us, but it actually costs 2 brownie points for each point of damage.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so it's 2 points of damage?
Yep.
That's 4 points we'd have to spend.
That would drop me down to 16.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, me too.
That's why you got them.
Yeah.
Well, one of the myriad reasons.
What's it look like?
So, all right, this thing.
We're not taking damage, so how do we get out of the way, I guess?
That's true. Well, let me describe what's happening, and then you guys can figure out how you get out of the way or whatever. So this thing is just coming at you, and it's hunkered down, and it's just basically, if it had a shoulder, it'd be throwing a shoulder into you. It's just trying to slam into you hard and push, like, either push you back or knock you down.
All right, how do you feel about... Well, Ed's probably, if he just takes a hit by himself, he's going to just bring up the shield and roll with the shield, taking the hit with the shield. You want him to grab you and just roll?
Yeah, because I was thinking of something like that as I'm falling, either like grab hold of you and we tumble.
All right, so as we push in opposite directions to get Francis out of the way, we realize how close it is. Just grab each other and hold up the shield together. And it just slams into the shield. We go flying and then roll.
Tuck and roll.
And then land crouched, ready to attack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're awesome.
We are awesome.
I imagine there's like a
fist
bump. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask fist bump or high five.
Woo!
Fist bump.
There we go.
Both. Oh,
we did both.
Why'd you high five my fist bump?
You did that.
I didn't. Oh, so close.
Nerds. There's a thing. I mean, I'll keep rolling for it if you guys want.
No.
No, I'm going to start shooting it. I parkoured out of the way. I'm shooting it. I'm going to boson dart it.
Is it facing us? Who's it facing?
It hit you guys.
I was going to say, it's probably facing you guys because that's who he shoulder charged.
And then I just assume John hopped one way, Mason hopped the other way. So you guys are on the side of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing at least.
Yeah. Do you think I can make it my pony?
Oh boy.
All right, I'm boson darting it.
It makes an awful sort of trumpeting sound. Different kind of awful. No, it's not yawning. That's not trumpeting.
That was a dying frog.
Nailed it.
Knew I was going to get there.
Since I beat the 18 by 17, do I get a boon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Definite boon.
Yeah. Next time, could you get 3 higher?
No.
Because I would love it if this thing falls in love with you.
Oh my God.
Takes you back to its nest.
Yes. Anyways, as I've said, Mason is boson darting this thing.
Yes.
What's the target number?
It's probably within normal range, so.
It's like a 10?
Yeah.
I'm good. No ghost die.
Did you remember to roll it? That's so pretty
it's
and green.
Right here.
Look at
how do you get one of those?
Well, you just need to put a 5-star review in iTunes and let us know.
Hint.
No, seriously, take the fucking dice.
Take the dice.
Yes, Kevin Ed?
15, by the way.
Dick Depot, upcycle your love.
This has been the Ectocast, presented by Saga Games Studio. Ed the Fourth is played by Kevin, Mason by Ben, John by Brad, Frankie is by me, Dawn, and the Ghostmaster is Matt. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Ectocast and at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs. The outro is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Feel free to give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening.